This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Everybody, Dr. Laura Dabney back this month talking about the parenting tips that I will be giving my children one day. There are two do's and two don'ts. We've done one of each. So this one is don't demand respect from your child. And the main reason is because it doesn't work. But we'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But let's start with what is respect exactly? Because a lot of parents have this mixed up. And we're frequently talking about this in sessions. A lot of parents think that any display of any kind of negative emotion is disrespectful. It's not. Okay, so kid stomps up the stairs, kid slams the door, kid maybe yells, have you. There's parents are saying, well, they're not respecting me and my household, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's not doing you or the kid any good. Okay, your job is to help raise a man or a woman who can handle relationships well. And this demanding respect, it doesn't work. It's not the point here. Your child has a job. Their job is to separate from you, learn to control themselves, learn how to deal with themselves in public in an effective manner. Okay? So if they're stomping up the stairs and slamming doors, of course, that's not going to translate into good social behavior. I get that. But, you know, they're kids and they're learning this as they go. And like learning anything you learn, it's not a linear curve. They're not always perfect. You're not always perfect. They're going to lose control once in a while. We all do. The key is to give them some time and then tell them how you'd rather they behave. Okay, they're acting out some emotion and you want them to use words. And that has to be conveyed to them by you. That's your job. Okay. So you go to them, let things calm down. You get a half an hour or so, or maybe longer. I mean, listen, if they come back after half an hour and they say, I'm sorry, I got angry like that. I just didn't want to tell you that blah, 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 or whatever it is. Well, that's great. You can just pat yourself on the back and both go off to bed. Gold star for you, right? Because that's what you want, because we will lose control sometimes when we do, and going back and apologizing and using their words is perfectly acceptable. Great. Okay, but if they don't, go into their room and say, you know, look, listen, I'm getting the impression from all that you're angry. Is that correct? You want them to understand that you can't mind read. So you want to ask them. You say, okay, so what are you angry about? And they're like, oh, well, she knows when I'm angry. You might be like, well, I'm not sure what's going on. What's the feeling here exactly? Let them say, and then say, look, what kept you from simply telling me what you're angry about? I'm interested. I can't fix it if you don't let me know what you're angry about. And they tell you and say, what kept you from using those words? See if they can tell you, you know, sit with it for a little bit. Okay, next time, can you please let me know with words? And not all this acting out. That's it, your job's done right there. You took an emotion, you tied it to an action, and you're trying to untie it from an action and tie it to words. That's a great learning point for them. Okay, let's get back to what is disrespectful. Okay, what is disrespectful is if they are putting their hands on you, they're verbally abusing you, swearing at you, name calling you, or trashing you in some way behind your back or to your face. All right. First thing to think about is, again, a lot of parents just want to start demanding respect. Again, not helpful. What is helpful and what is true, and it's hard for a lot of parents to absorb, is that typically when children are disrespectful of you, it's because you've been disrespectful towards somebody. Very important that you take a good hard look at yourself if your child is disrespecting you and see where you might be disrespecting somebody. Maybe you're disrespecting the child himself. you're putting out your hands on your kid or calling him names or verbally abusing him, guess what? That's what they learn and that's what they start doing back to you. Not uncommon for someone to really separate those out. Like parents will start justifying their behavior and somehow a kid therefore can't do it, but you can. You know, it's just, that's not going to work with a child, anybody really, right? The irony of all ironies, demanding respect is disrespectful. Demanding anything from anybody is disrespectful. Nobody demands things from you, or if they do, you don't like it, I'm sure. Right? You don't go demanding things from your friend. And they say something you don't like, you don't demand respect, or you need to respect me. No, you talk to them about it. Okay, so you may be disrespecting the kid. You may just be disrespecting a friend. Maybe you trashed people behind their backs. That's disrespectful. Your kid may have overheard you doing this on more than one occasion. Maybe you're disrespecting the other parent. This is another very common thing I see, and parents have a lot of ways of justifying this, but it is wrong. And it's going to come between you and your child. One of the ways it's going to come between you and your child is your child's going to start disrespecting you because it makes them very angry if they haven't said so, that you're trashing the other parent. They love both of you, and they need both of you. You have to remember that. You have a problem with the other parent, do not bring your kid into it. Go to another adult, okay? Lastly, you may be disrespecting yourself. You're abusing alcohol or drugs. You may be disrespecting your well-being, yourself, and the law, maybe, okay? So take a good hard look at yourself. Start changing that behavior if you see it. Good for you if you do. And see what happens with your kid, okay? If there's disrespecting you, don't know why, go ahead and address it. But address it. Don't demand anything. Say, look, I'm really, when it's quiet and calm, I don't understand why you say these cruel things to me. What is it that sets that off for you? What happens there? What's going on? Maybe they'll tell you, or maybe you can ask them, is somebody treating you that way? You may not hear what you hear, but it is very informative and be very helpful. Could be you, could be somebody else that's doing that to them. And then you have to talk with that person, okay? So demanding disrespect, demanding respect isn't very helpful and is really missing an opportunity to see how you are fostering this in a way you probably don't know. All right. So of course, if you need any help, I am here for you, 757-340-8800. Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.